This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Three more people arrested in a case in Union Parish where two people were shot. One adult and two juveniles arrested yesterday. That's in addition to three who were arrested earlier, including star LSU running back Trey Holly. Baton Rouge Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says he is definitely running for re-election. Many thought he might run in the 5th Congressional District with Julia Letlow, but he says he'll stay where he's at in the 6th District despite major changes to the district's political boundaries. Graves says he doesn't want to leave Congress, and he's set to be the next chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
We have a huge opportunity to advance some of the states, or to address or solve some of the state's biggest problems, and we want to step in and do that.
Graves says as the chairman, he'll have a major say on federal funding for infrastructure projects that are desperately needed in Louisiana.
A new bridge crossing the Mississippi River, addressing some of our huge traffic problems in the capital region, making sure that whenever it rains, we're not all sitting there holding our breath or putting our floaties in our arms because it's going to flood.
State lawmakers approved a congressional map that now stretches the 6th District from Baton Rouge to Shreveport. It will give a black Democrat a better chance at winning that seat. Graves believes the new congressional map is unconstitutional, and he expects to continue to represent the district he's currently serving.
In the 12 parishes that we represent, we had nearly 81% of voters voted to have us back. It was the highest percentage in the state, and it's something that our team has worked really, really hard to earn.
At a press conference in New Orleans, Governor Jeff Landry signed the remaining bills approved during a crime special session. One raises the minimum sentence from carjacking from 2 years to 5 years.
If you carjack someone in this state, you better hope that car is full of gas and can take you where these folks right here can't find you. Because when you do, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Landry's also signed House Bill 5. It says the illegal use of a weapon should be designated as a crime of violence. It would lengthen the prison sentence for anyone illegally shooting a gun, including shooting into the sky on the 4th of July and New Year's Eve. Landry hopes the legislation reduces gun violence.
We're going to send a loud signal today that if you use a firearm against one of our citizens, you're going to go to jail for a long time.
A big basketball game in Ruston tonight. Louisiana Tech takes on Sam Houston. The two teams are tied for first place in the conference. And a big win yesterday as the ULM Warhawks women's basketball team continues in the Sun Belt Conference tournament. They'll play again Friday afternoon. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM Public Radio.